We begin with Reggie Ray, the author of Touching Enlightenment and a meditation teacher carrying on the practicing lineage of the Tibetan Buddhist meditation master Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche. He speaks here to the benefits of meditation, how meditation allows us to digest experience and live from our true depths.
It's an interesting question whether meditation has any place in the modern world. As you may know, throughout history, meditation has been a core ingredient of traditional cultures. Whether we're talking about the shamanic traditions of Australia, South America, North America, Africa, and so on, or the traditional religions, the classical religions such as Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, and so on. For all of these cultures and all of these people, the practice of meditation has been considered a central element in life and in spirituality. But what about us? What about the modern world? Does meditation really have a place in our lives at this time? I would actually say that meditation is probably more important for us than for any people in history. Why? The human organism, over the course of its hundreds of thousands and millions of years of evolution, has been programmed for periods of stillness, periods of introspection, periods of aloneness, silence. And if you don't have that as part of your life, your body and your mind don't know what to do. It's as if you're trying to run a car without putting oil in the engine. In some sense, over human history, meditation has been the oil that has allowed the engine of individual humans and human society to run smoothly and effectively. In our culture, periods of silence, periods of reflection, periods of aloneness have been eliminated. And because of that, the stress level that everyone experiences is many, 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 many times higher than has been habitual throughout human history. And if we leave the situation unaddressed, each one of us can expect eventual physical and mental breakdown, deterioration, weakening, disease, and so on. The practice of meditation is something that has always been part of human societies and human lives. And particularly in the modern culture, we need to rediscover this ancient practice just so we can fulfill our own biological and evolutionary destiny, just so we can be fully human. We might ask ourselves more specifically, why would any particular person want to meditate? Well, meditation has a number of different motivations connected with it. Many people in contemporary life feel that their lives are so packed with activities, business, family, relationships, errands, acquiring information, maintaining all of their aspects of their lifestyle. They're so very busy that there's no time to process anything. It's as if we have eaten a meal, and then before we have a chance to digest it, we have to eat another meal, and another meal, and another meal. And pretty soon, like the geese that are force-fed in order to produce pâté, we are force-fed so much that we come to regard being bloated and filled and stuffed as a natural condition. And we even forget what it's like to digest our experience and process what we've been through. Many people feel that way in modern life. Meditation, to begin with, is a way simply of digesting and processing what we go through day to day. If you can give yourself 20 minutes every day simply to sit and meditate, over a period of time you will find that that 20 minutes has more impact on your life than any other 20 minutes that you could ever possibly spend. Another reason why people come to meditation in the modern world is that they feel they don't know who they really are. When you don't have periods of time with yourself, pretty soon your whole image of yourself is defined by everything around you, and you become dependent on your accomplishments, on your relationships, on what people think of you, on your appearance, and so on, to define who you are and give you either confidence or lack of confidence. And in that process, somewhere we lose track of who we are. We don't know who we are anymore. We feel lost. Meditation is a technique to find out who we are, to discover ourselves, our true selves, to discover what goes on within us and what kind of person we are and what are our gifts and what are our weaknesses, what are our hopes and fears. We may feel that we know these things, but we actually don't. We're going so fast that we touch them lightly and then we move on. But there's a whole interior world of experience that we as human beings need to explore. That is us in our lives. At this point, we are only partially alive, and some of us are actually not hardly alive at all. We spend most of our lives just holding on and maintaining. And meditation becomes a way to bring new life, new awareness, and new fullness into our sense of ourselves. A final motivation that brings people to meditation, perhaps strangely enough, is the motivation of compassion. Many people in this world feel a sense of sadness when they see suffering around them. They feel a longing to be helpful to other people in some kind of true and genuine way. But they also feel very limited. Many of us feel that when we try to help other people, often we end up either making things worse or simply missing the point. When we are engaged with people in an intimate way, in terms of trying to help them, when we're close to them and close to their suffering, we often discover that we back up, we shy away, we can't really be present, we can't really be helpful. We feel our own limitations. Some people come to meditation practice because they sense that through working on themselves in that way, they can be actually much more effective in terms of addressing other people's needs and other people's sorrow and pain. There are many meditative traditions throughout the world. One of the most sophisticated and resourceful is the meditative tradition that was taught by the Buddha 2,500 years ago. According to Buddhism, each one of us, far from being fundamentally flawed or defiled in any way, possesses a heart of goodness. This goodness expresses itself in intelligence, awareness, in warmth toward the world, in love for other people, and in profound self-confidence. Now you might say, this is not my experience of myself. I feel shaky, I feel uncertain, I feel I'm quite neurotic, I get into all kinds of trouble. I'm often my own worst enemy. I don't really necessarily agree that at the core of my person is this fundamental unconditioned goodness. According to the Buddha, the reason that we can't see that goodness, or the reason that perhaps we only have glimpses of it, is that it's covered over by a lot of garbage, a lot of neurotic, self-serving ego garbage. All people have this problem. Our fundamental nature is covered over. Sometimes we have glimpses of this basic nature. For example, when we fall in love, the kind of openness and engagement we feel. When we see something truly beautiful, perhaps we have never been to a certain place in the world. Perhaps we've never seen the ocean, and we come over a rise of land, and suddenly there's the ocean before us. Our mind stops, our perceptions are so heightened, and our heart opens. Or perhaps we see someone who is suffering a great deal, and in that moment all of our hesitation and all of our self-concern falls away, and we feel a tremendous amount of love and compassion and empathy with that person. Our problem then may be that we have no experience of this inner nature, or perhaps that we experience it only in moments of great openness, but that we spend most of our lives in a completely different frame of mind. The purpose of meditation is to strip away the coverings over this inherent, fundamental sacredness that lies at the root of our being. As long as we are driven by selfishness, self-centeredness, as long as our actions are self-serving, we are tied up in a little bundle, completely unaware of the tremendous potential that lies within us. Now you might say, why is this a problem? Why don't we just live as our little bundle and forget about this other thing? The reason is that when we are living in such a partial way, we experience tremendous suffering. There is so much pain involved in harming other people, in grabbing things away from others for ourselves, in trying to build ourselves up all the time, in hating people that don't do what we want. There is so much suffering tied up in that, so much energy is expended. It's not the natural human state. And as long as we live out of that very surface part of ourselves, we are never going to find fulfillment. Strangely enough, only when we begin to live out of the depths of our own person, really loving other people in a kind of abandoned way, giving ourselves over to what life is, appreciating things moment by moment, only when we live in that way can we ever find any fulfillment. One of the most important teachings given by the Buddha is the teaching on suffering. And basically this teaching says that the first noble truth is the truth of suffering. The fundamental fact of an ego-driven person, which includes all of us, is that we are in pain. And whether we admit it or not, and whether we have enough psychic nerve endings that are alive so we can really feel the discomfort of our lives, that pain goes on and on and on and motivates us in all our actions. And until we deal with the problem of living on the surface, that pain is going to continue. There's no way that we can fuss around with this surface life of ours, adjust this, adjust that, buy a different kind of toothpaste, get a different kind of car, make more money, have a better job, whatever. there is some satisfaction in improving our external situation, but we're not going to solve the fundamental problem, which is not that we don't have enough or we are not able to control the world enough, but rather that we're living on the surface. So the Buddha taught the practice of meditation as a way of deepening our experience of ourselves and beginning to live out of our own depths. And he said that if we do that, on the one hand, we become deeply fulfilled people, regardless of our external ups and downs, which we all have. And on the other hand, we learn how to truly love other people and be helpful to them.